Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm John Swicky, and thanks for joining us on our weekly AI roundup. So we got three links today that we're going to go through. A couple fun stuff here as well. So we'll start off pretty small this week. ChatGPT iOS app was released. So, you know, it's a version 1, no Android yet. So I haven't really been able to play around with it, but it does a couple interesting things. Whoop. Screen got a little, there we go. So it has, it's the, all right, let's see, there we go. It integrates with their Whisper API, so it has really good kind of text-to-speech, so you can kind of talk to it. And you are able to use GPT-4 on it as well if you're a Plus subscriber, so that's pretty cool. And that's pretty much it so far. Hopefully we can get an Android app soon. I actually don't have access to an iOS device at the moment, so I'm waiting to see. It'll be interesting to see if a really good mobile app kind of can alter usage and maybe develop new usages. You know, I've used the web app on my mobile device, and it's, you know, it's gotten the job done, but it was never smooth. So, you know, if the design's really good, it will be interesting to see how people adapt and do people start using this for more and more things, right? And do people go for it, or do they still reach for things like Siri and Google Assistant? So it'll be interesting to see how the next couple weeks play out and if they iterate on the project as well and get new features out there and really put the effort behind the mobile app. So that'll be cool to see. All right, next up, I'm excited about this. So Google they have an AI test kitchen now, and one of their projects is called Music LM. And Music LM allows you to do basically text to audio. So I queued up one demo here. We're going to try to play it here. So I typed in 80s synth music that I can listen to on a run after a breakup. So let's see what we got here. So not bad. I mean, you know, for people like myself who are not very, maybe say, talented music-wise, I think it's pretty cool to be able to kind of have this at your fingertips. And, you know, I know it's still early days, but I think this is going to be soup. This is just, I don't know, this is one of those, feels small, but it feels also incredibly exciting to do this, and I've been playing with this all weekend, and you know, I recommend anybody sign up for the waitlist as well. I think it's just really, really fun to kind of go there, and it takes that kind of, you can take the creativity here, you can just do some really interesting things. So this has been super, super fun. We'll include a link in this in the show notes for people to mess around with. I recommend, like I said, please sign up. I think this is cool. I'd love to hear what people make out of this. I don't know any of the licenses or anything. I didn't see too much on the site on that, so obviously take a look at that before you use anything in projects. Okay, so our final link here, it's a kind of text-to-image playground by Replicate. So if it's at zoo.replicate.dev, and it allows you to play around with a bunch of different text-to-image models. So I have one queued up here for those listening. It's a comic book panel of Ocean Waves Pickle Solar by Salvador Dali. And we can kind of scroll through here, and we can kind of see the different ones, how Stable Diffusion handled that versus Dali. And it looks like he gives you 3 per prompt, which is pretty cool. So you can kind of click around and play. And I believe you can download these as well. You can actually download the image right from here as well, which is cool. So you can kind of get that into your project. So this is, again, fun to play around with because, too, you know, depending on the images that you're using, your project, you might find one model is maybe better than the other. You know, they obviously they have different training data, they do some different things. So I love being able to kind of try out a bunch at once, and I think it's just kind of fun to play. So take a look at this. We'll put a link in the show notes. It's definitely one of the bookmarks that you have at the ready. And I think, yeah, we'll keep it short this week. I think that's about it. So We'll include all the links in the show notes for everybody. And yeah, thank you all for taking your time, and thank you all for joining us today. And we'll be back next time. Thank you, everyone.